Hi, friends. Welcome to Ask Dr. Julie Hanks podcast. I'm so glad you're here. In each episode, I coach a listener through a tough question about mental health, personal growth, family relationships, or faith journeys. My goal is to help you think, feel, or do something differently to improve your life because you listen to this podcast. I want you to step into your power and create a life you love. Let's get started. I'm thrilled to welcome Amanda to the show today. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
What is your question for me today?
So right now, I currently feel like I have a lot of expectations for my spouse.
Okay.
And some of them I think are valid, like chores and household work, and maybe we could get to that later. But there's some that I feel like are almost unfair, and it's more of religious expectations that I have.
Okay.
And maybe just to give you a little bit of background, like me and my spouse, we both grew up in the LDS church, and I left for a long time, but when I met him, he kind of reintroduced me to church, and it's been great together. And I know, like, I think the most important thing is I know that we have the same long-term goals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has a testimony of the gospel and we want to be sealed, but there's some things that I struggle with when we're at church. Like, for example, sometimes he'll have his phone out during the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Or when we're singing hymns, like, he won't want to sing them with me, or during conference, he'll play video games. And so I don't know if that's just because I was how I was raised, but anyways, I feel like it's almost not fair because he should be able to worship how he wants, but I just have these desires from him. And so, yeah, just curious if you have any tips on how I could let go of those expectations.
Yeah, I'm curious, before we go there, how have you handled this in the past?
Yeah. So I mainly just brought it up to him. There's been a couple times where after church, I'll ask him like, hey, I would really love it if you would sing with me, or if you could put your phone away. And I think after me doing it so many times, it's just really frustrating to him because he just doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, he's a grown up, right?
Yep.
And you have these expectations like a good church member should sing the hymns, put their phone away during church, listen to conference without multitasking.
Right.
So it's okay to have expectations, but I want you to focus those expectations on you. That's great for you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And he, as an adult, he gets to do, like you said, you know this, right? He gets to do... He gets to do what he wants because he's an adult.
Right. Can make his own choices.
Do those things, does his behavior create any fear in you?
I think the only things is, like, I feel like it's an example towards our daughter, right? I'm like, oh, she's going to learn these different types of behaviors, which again is fine if that's what she wants to do, but... It's the example. And then I don't know if it's just like church culture or whatnot, but I feel like it's almost like, oh, what's the right word? Like, I feel like it's almost holding me back sometimes. I'm like, we could be doing, like, we could be more involved and engaged and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So when it comes to your daughter, have you talked with him about expectations for her, no matter what he's doing or you're doing? Like, is she going to be able to have her phone out during church? Are you going to, you know, invite her to sing? Because kids don't have the same level of choice that adults have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because they're not responsible for themselves yet. I mean, they have some choice for sure.
Right.
But I would really get on the same page with what are the expectations with your child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's really young right now, but that still would be a good conversation to start. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And ask him, hey, would you be okay if she's playing on your phone during church or during, you know, whatever? And just without judgment.
Yeah.
Just kind of in a neutral way. Like, let's talk about what that's going to look like. I know we have different expectations. And let's talk about that. So I think that's probably a better focus than trying to change him, because it's not your job. You're not his mom.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good point. And just focusing on myself.
And so there are those things that are really in his personal responsibility, right? But you mentioned that there were some other things that you think are fair that you may need some help with.
Yeah. So like household chores and things like it's so hard to separate those sometimes. I feel like sometimes it all just falls on my plate. And so I've seen a lot of different methods out there where some people just like they split the chores. They know like what they're doing. But it seems like every time I bring up a discussion, it just it feels like he almost gets defensive. And maybe because I bring it up too much. I don't know. But but yeah, it's like we can never really decide on what we're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so give me a little window into how this conversation goes. Like, so what do you say? What does he say?
Yeah. So usually I'll just, the first time I was like, so I feel a little bit overwhelmed with everything going on. Would you want to come up with a plan with how we could split like chores or household work?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of how I approached it.
Yeah. And that's a great way to approach it. And what's coming up right now?
I think I'm just tired.
Just the overwhelm and yeah. And so when you say that to him, what does he say?
So he gets a little bit frustrated.
And how does that come out? What does
he'll
say?
He'll tell me that it makes it like I make it sound like he doesn't do anything.
Okay.
And so I try to tell him like that's not what I'm trying to say, you know. I just want to like come up with a plan so that, you know, we know who's gonna do what. And so at the end of that discussion, he said, well, next time just tell me like what you want me to do and I can do it. So yeah.
That's more work for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I told him that we needed to figure it out together because it's not my job to just.
Well, it's not your job to tell him every day what he needs to do. That's you being responsible for everything still. And he's your, you're the manager and he's the helper. What you want is co-managers.
Makes sense.
He probably does not see housework as his responsibility, which is why he hasn't taken it on and you have, because you think it's yours and he thinks it's yours. And so, right. And so he's like, well, I do a lot around here. I help you, right? In quotes. Okay. So here's kind of an example of a conversation and how it could go possibly differently. Okay. Will you be your husband? How you think you would respond? Okay.
Sure.
Hey, hon, I know this has come up a lot and it tends to get like escalated. I don't want that to happen. What I want to have happen is I want you to just tell me two things that you are willing to track and be responsible for that have to do with the household or our child. So what are two things that you could take on and track to take some things off my plate? Because right now it feels really out of balance and I'm overwhelmed.
Okay. I could probably take the laundry and vacuuming.
Okay. And tell me what that means. Like how often, you know, and you're going to take the lead and like, what does that mean? How often and what does that look like?
Yeah. Why does this keep coming up? Like, why do we have to keep having this conversation?
Because we've never actually come up with a solution for what you're going to be responsible for.
Yeah, I think this is good. I feel like at this point, he would get a little bit frustrated and probably
do
walk
it. He'd walk off?
Probably. Or maybe he would just say, like, he doesn't want to talk about it anymore. Or, like, I'll just do it you know, whenever I find time to do it.
Yeah, that's not going to work for me. What I'm telling you is I'm overwhelmed. I am doing 90% of the house and family, and it's not fair. I'm not okay. We need to have this conversation. And I need you to take on certain aspects. And if you choose not to, that's going to have a really negative impact on our relationship. Because I'm starting to really resent you.
Okay. I could probably do it every week, maybe on the weekends.
Okay. And so I will never mention that. This is your thing. And if you don't do the laundry or you don't vacuum, I'm going to do my laundry and not yours. Like this is your thing. You take it on and let's see how this goes. Thanks for having this conversation. I know it's really hard for you.
Okay.
How do you think you could get that far?
I hope so. I think that was really good. And there's a couple of things in there that I haven't tried before. So I'm really excited to try that. So I appreciate it.
Can you share what those were? Like what felt different or was a different approach?
Yeah, probably like when you're met with the first pushback, like the way you handled that, the objection was really nice of like, no, this is like, I'm really overwhelmed. Like we're having this talk, you know, like,
yeah,
I think that was really good.
Yeah. And if he still isn't responsive,
mm-hmm.
Therapy is one. This is a common thing. And I'm working on a book, just so you know. So cool. Heads up. Like that's going to be an easy read that you mm-hmm. can read together that kind of helps balance out the responsibilities. Because pretty much every woman I know or I've worked with
feels
the way you do. Yes. We're in a transition period right now where we, you know, a lot of us were raised with traditional roles, but we don't want the same, but we don't know how to change it. And I'm not mm-hmm. saying we're in the same, I mean, we're in different generations, but I'm saying but just my generation right. and your generation are like in this shift and we don't mm-hmm. know how to do it yet.
Right.
And women have entered the paid workforce more readily than men have taken on unpaid work at home. And so it's really out of balance for women in particular.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So you are not alone in this. This is a common source of disconnect and stress in families. And the problem is, he thinks it's your job and you've kind of defaulted to doing everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's really hard.
It's really hard. So are there any things that you can let go of?
You mean like household wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a couple things I could let go of and just, and just share it with him or just give him the responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's hard to let go because mm-hmm. women have been trained that our worth and our self-esteem is kind of tied into our home and family and the state of our home, right? Yeah. Men usually don't apologize for the messy house when guests come over. It's more yeah. women, right? Because right. it's like somehow a reflection on women more than men societally.
Right. I also hate that. Like I mm-hmm. told myself when I became a mom, like when I have people over, this is like, I don't want to apologize for my house. Like obviously I want it to be clean, but
yeah.
I feel like that's almost toxic, you know? So, mm-hmm.
yep.
But I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. This is tough stuff. Mm-hmm. How is it going with sharing like parenting responsibilities?
It's been, some of it is really great. So he's really great with her. He watched her all summer and took care of her while I worked. So, mm-hmm. The thing that's hard for me is the bedtime routine because I end up doing it every night mm-hmm. and I love doing it, but sometimes it'd be nice to share that responsibility. And we've talked about that. And that conversation actually went really well.
Good.
It's just hard because my daughter will so frequently ask for mom. Mm-hmm. And he'll, like, that's normal. And he'll work with her and try to talk her through it or sometimes distract her. But as she gets more upset, sometimes it just has to be me who comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's okay with me as long as like the effort is there. So
I want to suggest that you leave the house during bedtime and go get a, you know, Diet Coke or go talk with friends or go drive around by yourself for a little bit.
Okay.
So they have to work it out. So what happens is she learns if I complain long enough, I'll get what I want.
Right.
So you're actually reinforcing her throwing a fit about you not putting her to bed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so it may help you have a daughter, right? Did I get that right?
Uh-huh.
It may help both of them do better if they know you're not an option.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, yeah. So are you both working full-time for paid employment?
So I'm working full-time right now. My husband just finished school and he's working. It's close to full-time. He's a soccer coach.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's mainly like nights and weekends. So during the day, he's free. But usually my mother-in-law watches our daughter. So he has like the day to do whatever he wants.
Your mother-in-law's watching your daughter when your husband is available to parent?
Yes. Sometimes he helps out, but yeah.
Oh, wait. Wait, I'm going to stop you. It's not helping out. It's called being a parent.
That's right. That's right.
Wow. Why is she doing that?
So we live with them. And so I think it just kind of is, I mean, he'll watch her in the morning. And then as soon as my mother-in-law's up, she naturally wants to play with grandma because she loves her.
Mm.
So I think it just kind of falls over to, and she also loves spending time with her. So it just kind of happens that way.
Mm-hmm. So let me get this. You're telling me that your husband has days to himself where he's not caring for your daughter and he's not doing at least half of the housework?
Yeah.
No wonder you're upset.
Yep.
That is really not fair.
Yeah.
And no wonder you're overwhelmed and resentful. I'm putting that in there.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard working full time and being a mom and cooking and cleaning and.
You're going to stop. You're going to stop some of it.
Yeah.
You're doing two full time jobs and he's doing almost a full time job. That's not fair. And that's not sustainable.
Right.
So what I want to suggest is that you sit down and write down everything that needs to be done every day, everything that needs to be done every week for the child and for the household. And then I want you to divide it up fairly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can do that.
Yeah. And I hate that you have to initiate it, but you're the one in pain and you're the one who's motivated to change. He doesn't, why would he want to take on more work, right? Well,
right.
Because you're overwhelmed and he loves you.
Right.
So part of this is you kind of letting him know, here's your 50% and give him the stuff that he cares more about.
Okay.
And yeah, just sit down. And really, a lot of parents have not trained their sons how to see and know what needs to be done to run a household.
Yeah.
So some of it, he probably has no idea that you're doing because it just gets done.
Right. That's fair.
So a book I recommend is Fair Play.
Okay.
The author is Eve Rodsky, and there's a card deck that comes with it where you actually deal out the cards, and whoever's holding that card is in charge of conception, planning, and execution. So a lot of people, and a lot of men in particular, think that execution is all there is. What they're missing is the planning, so knowing what needs to be done. I mean, conception, like thinking about it, planning, and then executing. There's three parts to every chore.
Okay.
And so the book talks about that. And so if you're holding that card, you're in charge of remembering to do it, doing the planning, and doing the thing.
Okay.
That's so awesome. highly recommend that. Also, this would be a good topic for marriage counseling or coaching if you get stuck.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Again, you are so not alone. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It is hard to change the social expectations.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thanks for being on the podcast today, Amanda.
You're welcome.
Are you enjoying this podcast? Let me offer you more support and the chance to connect with other like-minded women with a Latter-day Saint background. Join my group coaching. You will be seen, heard, and you'll find a welcoming group of women. And you'll get coaching from me around topics that matter most to you. To join my group coaching, go to drjuliehanks.com/membership today and use the code podcast to get your first month free. Come try it out. Let's support each other and grow together. You are not alone. We're waiting for you. Have you ever thought, hey, I want to talk to Dr. Julie Hanks about this question? Well, now's your chance. I want to have you on my podcast. So email hello@drjuliehanks.com with your question and the reason why you want to be on the podcast. And we may just choose you for a free coaching session.